welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. Today I'm joined by Lindsay and Sarah, who are Vanderbilt dietetic interns, and we're going to be talking about some of the beverage pitfalls that we experience. Thanks for being here today, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
The first thing I want to ask you is if you can talk a little bit about beverage calories and some of the empty calories that are associated with the beverages that we drink. Lindsay, can you address that one?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great thing to talk about because often, like, for example, if I was going to ask you about your day and I was going to say, hey, what did you have for lunch? You might just say, oh, I had spaghetti or I had a turkey sandwich. You might not say, well, I had a Coke with that. Or I had Starbucks this morning. You wouldn't necessarily think about that. And those things can have calories in them, sometimes quite a bit more than you think. So it's something that we really need to take into account when we count all of our calories.
Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of people don't think about that. So what are some ways that people can modify some of the high-calorie beverages without totally giving up things that they enjoy? Sarah?
Right, because our message, really, we don't want to send away with you all that you need to cut out these beverages completely. We just want you to kind of maybe choose different options that are going to be lower calories for you, but you're still getting the same taste that you like. For example, light beverages or like Coke Zero or Diet Coke that are going to have less calories and sugar for you, or even beverages that have sugar-free sweeteners that will also lower the calories and sugar.
So you can make some minor alterations without totally changing your beverage intake.
Right, exactly.
Which is easier for a lot of people than totally changing things drastically, so that's a good way to approach it. Okay, well, tell me about the blind taste test, Lindsay, that you guys did here at Health Plus.
Yeah, well, that was really great. We had a really good time doing that. We did a blind taste test with some of the employees here, and we gave them Coke, Coke Zero, a Starbucks regular latte made with whole milk, and a non-fat latte made with skim milk, and then vitamin water and vitamin water zero. And we had them try them all and tell us if they could guess which one was Coke and which one was Coke Zero, and for the others too. And often it was very mixed what people would guess, and they couldn't even figure out which one was the actual Coke. And they liked the taste of the Coke Zero. So we asked them, would you drink the calorie-free version of what you had, or the lower fat version of what you already had? And they said, yeah, that they could switch.
So talk a little bit about some of the differences in the calories and the amount of sugar in some of these drinks. I think people might be really surprised when they hear.
Right, some of it's pretty outstanding. A regular Coke has 140 calories and 39 grams of sugar, while Coke Zero has none of either. So that's a pretty big chunk if you're drinking, you know, three or four Cokes a day. That's a lot of that adds up.
And if you do that every single day too, I mean, you're talking about some serious calories over time.
Right, exactly. And then when we were looking at Starbucks, a regular latte, flavored latte, has 220 calories and 9 grams of fat, while the non-fat latte, the calories are cut in half to 120 calories, and it actually has no fat at all. So again, like you were saying, if you're drinking one of those a day, that can definitely add up into your week. And to finish off, we did the vitamin water, and a regular vitamin water has 125 calories and 32.5 grams of sugar, while the vitamin water zero has no calories and no sugar.
So if you're watching your calorie intake or your sugar intake, you know, those are really some great ways that you can make a difference. And as you pointed out in the taste test, people in a lot of cases aren't even going to notice the difference.
Right. And small changes can go a long way. So that's something to start with.
Yeah, that's great. Can you also talk a little bit about water as a way of hydration? I know that I've heard that water is the best thing. Can you comment on that a little bit?
Yeah, water is definitely the best for hydration. And if maybe you need a little kick to your water, you could do things such as Crystal Light is sugar-free and calorie-free and a really easy way to spice up your water. Or have you ever tried the True Lemon?
No, but I've heard about it, yeah.
Okay, so it's just, you know, that it's just powder. Mm-hmm. Powder lemon is all it is. So if you're one of the people who goes to the restaurant and likes to get your lemon in your water, you can do that at home too, with just a little pouch.
So those are some good things to try. I also like to take a little bit of fruit juice and just add like some carbonated water or something.
Yeah,
just to
that's a great
make
idea
it sparkly.
Too. Yeah.
In closing, what is the sort of the takeaway message for folks about beverages that they need to know?
I guess our takeaway would be to be mindful of the beverages that you're consuming and that, you know, modifying them just a little bit, not necessarily giving up your carbonated beverages altogether, but kind of modifying those and picking the lower calorie, low sugar, low fat options are really going to help you in trying to cut calories into your whole day. So just being conscious of that.
And also, I guess, as you mentioned before, really being aware that what you drink is part of your calorie intake mm-hmm. for the day. It does count.
Yeah, yes. Beverages are food too.
Yeah. So, well, thank you so much. That was very informative. I appreciate you taking time to talk to us.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.